RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Adult version, burgundy and gold today. Anthony Haney doing what he does best. He's in full control. First question for you, and appreciate all of you, and hope that you were able to celebrate with family, friends, associates, neighbors, on the Christmas before the war started. At 21-3, Cowboys, where was your head at?
Oh, I just thought we were about to get blown out.
0980. And repeat that again for those that didn't hear you talking over me.
Oh, my bad, Doc.
No, share it with the public.
Oh, I thought we were about to get blown out, man. I was about to say another 20-point loss. That's what I felt.
Yeah, okay. And that's honest. That's honest. That's what I wanted to hear. Where were you at time? 21-3. Remember that how your stomach felt. You know, that's important. Yeah, that's really important. How did your stomach feel? Did you feel real? Did you feel like, I can't believe it? You know, we're going through this thing again. I thought this was a rivalry. Remember all the talk that we had about whether or not it was a, quote, rivalry or not? Those are the questions, man. Those are the questions. It's interesting. Ant-Man says, very honestly, thought it was going to be a rout. I just couldn't it was hard for me to swallow. I was having technical difficulties on the phone, thank goodness, that I could not communicate with my ex-family the way I really wanted to and enjoyed doing, because I couldn't get connected for some reason. And I'm watching this and going, man, and they're in their beautiful uniforms. You pick this day to come out like that. And it was really, it was a sick feeling. Not only because of Cowboy Clay and Derek Davis and Raj and all my Cowboy intimate brothers. Being at that stadium and watching and really absorbing what it looks like, a game day look. In a role by Fanatics. And watching the operation and the people that come up with Dallas gear on. And they want to play their hand. They want to win prize. They want to do all kinds of things. And they're getting Commanders gifts. And it's really a crazy insight. It was a healthy crowd. It's not the typical home crowd you want, because you wanted all burgundy and gold. But, Ann, I don't know what your vantage point was, But Cowboy Nation, already knowing that they had been beheaded, they have no playoff hopes. None. I thought it was a pretty strong outing, a show of support for the Lone Stars. What'd you think?
You talking about in the stadium?
Yeah, just overall, the action of blue and white.
Yeah, I mean, they came out swinging, man. They came out like Anthony Joshua did against Jake Paul.
Right.
Like, they came out with a mean right hook.
Right.
And
good point.
We just, to be honest, it was pretty cool to see the team respond the way it did in terms of, like,
sure,
not
right.
giving up. Because, again, in weeks past, or I guess games past, it went from, you know, 20-point, I mean, maybe like a double-digit point lead to, like, even bigger. So it was just good to see us, like, really fight back, you know, show a sense of pride. And ultimately for me, Doc, you know where I stand in terms of the Commanders going out there and competing in games at this, you know, part of the season. Winning gets us nowhere. Like, it honestly doesn't. But the fact that we fought back and made it a good game, and Doc, to be honest, if we had won the game, I wouldn't even have been mad because, again, the odds were stacked against us. Our backs were against the wall. And for us to rally the way we did was truly inspiring. So I think those guys just went out there and showed the fan base that there's still some fight in that team. And, you know, we had some guys definitely step up. We saw Deebo Samuel, the way he was deployed yesterday. I think that's what they wanted
to
do all season long.
I've seen him on the football field.
Man, he was out there moving.
He was
running hard, running people over, knocking helmets off. So, like, I think from an offensive standpoint, seeing how they wanted to, like, deploy some guys all season long that we didn't have the fortune to do so because of injuries, I think it showed just me, like, dang, we really had, you know, some firepower, like Bill going out there playing huge. Terry McLaurin coming up with some tough first down. So it's a little upsetting because, again, we had a lot of expectations for our offense and we didn't come close to, like, meeting any of them.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, and we understand that it's a game of attrition and J.D. Five's absence, but you have to plan on that. And they did. That's what they had Marcus. But what they didn't plan on, I don't think they ever sat around and said, okay, suppose we don't have Marcus or Five. And maybe they did. And that young man competed. Josh Johnson will hopefully spend many, many years in this market. And I hope that he's appreciated for how hard it must be not to get all the, or if any of the reps, as they say, and then come in and be competitive like that and be a pro and be able to make throws. Watching Phillip Rivers, and I know he's wearing the blue and white, which that's a delight to your eyes. It takes that long to to be able to master this thing from a cerebral standpoint. Josh and all the different, I can't imagine how many different offensive X's and O's sets that he has been taught. You know? It's crazy, man. It is just absolutely amazing. And I thought he fought his guts out, as Coach Gibbs used to say. No Chris Rodriguez. Did you expect the running game would have the kind of pop that it had?
I mean, I think we all knew what Bill was capable of. Like, we saw it early in the season, the game he had against the Giants. We had like 11 carries for like 80-something yards. We've known, even since the preseason, like when he scored against, I think it was the Bills, he scored like a 20 or 30-yard run. Like, we've seen how dynamic he is and can be. But for him to take that, I don't know, that run 72 yards, like, and literally run away from the rest of the defense, that was, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know he had that in his bag. I didn't know he had that in his bag. But I think he went out there and just made the most of his opportunity. I think he put the fumbles behind him. And he just went out there and ran like the Bill we were accustomed to seeing early in the season. And based on what I saw yesterday, Doc, I like him. I like the room, to be honest. I like Chris Rodriguez. Mm. I like Bill. I like McNichols. I don't know what they're going to do with Eckler. But the room itself, man, I like it.
I can hear it in your voice. I like the room, too. I do. But it's like the team. There are parts of this team that I really and truly like. The problem I'm having a difficulty with is the part that, how do you win with them? You know?
Yeah.
How do you win with them?
Yeah.
Because the object of the game, as we all know, is to win. Well, I don't know if we all know it or not. But for as far as I'm concerned, it's to win.
Yeah. I mean, is this a room, though, that you're cool? So I understand, like, the team has a lot of needs that, you know, we have to address. But the running back room as it is right now, is this a room that necessarily needs, you know, upgrades?
Well, again, that comes up to the conductor. Because I'm convinced that if we had Jim Brown and O.J. Simpson, we still wouldn't run the ball consistently.
Yeah.
That's my belief.
Yep.
That's me. Based on what I've seen, I don't think that we would become a run-first team, or because that's just not in the cards.
Yeah.
You are what you believe, and a man should never alter his beliefs.
Yeah.
I respect Cliff as a talent. There are a lot of great chefs in the world, but they may put up a dish that I don't like. That doesn't mean it's not a great dish. But I'm allergic to pass-first philosophy. I believe in complementary football, and your defense, as bad as it has been and as inconsistent as it has been, their effort has been there, the techniques and decisions are questionable. You get dump-trucked. The less they play, the better off we're all better off. But if you don't believe in complementary football and the clock is irrelevant to you and you want our guys to be on the field till the tongue hangs out, then I don't think you're going to win a lot of games. As a matter of fact, that's frightening to me, because you obviously don't appreciate where your team is really at.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't give a damn about that. It's either, and you're too intelligent to be aloof. You're a bright dude and highly capable of keeping defensive coordinators up all night trying to figure out your style. That's how good he is. But do you get a man? How do you change a man's religion? Or should you? Or should you? That's the question. Should you force someone to alter their core beliefs to yours, or just free them up so they can go do whatever it is they want to do?
Yeah. I mean, I think Dan Quinn, he sort of kind of alluded to the fact that he would like to see us run a little bit more.
Oh, that's like your mother, who's in charge of everything. Like to see you eat, you know, those asparagus. Oh, she'd like to see you do it.
Yeah.
Hell, she can get you to do anything she wants to be done, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's harsh. That is hog manure. This fan base is soft as jello. You know it's right before your eyes, but you refuse to acknowledge it. You treat it as if it's something wrong. There's nothing wrong. Doesn't mean somebody's right and somebody's wrong. The scoreboard determines that. If you're happy with where you are, where you hang out on the scoreboard, last I checked, you didn't have more points than the opponent. Am I right?
Nope.
And that's the object of the game. Correct me. I may not know. I've only been around the game 45 years or so. So maybe I missed something. I was taught the team that scores the most wins.
Yep.
Okay. So it's really not about being personal. What do you prefer? I prefer to win.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Your run pass, take your run pass option and go stick it where the sun doesn't shine. I don't give a crap about your stats. I care about one stat. It's win-loss, and we win. Now, if you can do what you want to do, cutesy pie and all that, hey, man, do your thing. Do your thing. I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at the results on the scoreboard. It is 418, burgundy and gold today. For those of you Sicca fans, you will get a chance to hear from the youngest in charge, well, formerly of the youngest in charge, and some picks, and Ant-Man's got a lot to brag about. But we got to get something out of you today, because I need to know where you're at, because this will determine where we'll be going forward. All right? Back in a moment.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.